Hello there, Tom Beal here, coming to you from sunny South Florida, and I am excited to have you here to share some tips and lessons that I've learned by working with two of the legendary marketers, my great friends Rich Sheffern and Mike Filsaime, for the last 7+ years. So I'm going to give people a few minutes to get here while I get situated inside this Google Hangout arena, and we will kick it off. And I would just like to let you know that you'd want to grab, either open up a notepad area or grab a pen and paper to get ready to take some notes, because we're going to go through some stuff hot and heavy, fast and furious today. So it's going to be fun. And I see some chats coming in here, so thank you. I see Ralph here, Gino here. Perfect. Welcome. Glad to see you. And I'm always one to start promptly, so those who snooze lose. So I will do what I can right now to go over here to screen share, and we will kick this thing off right away. So here we go. All right, so let's get it started. Let me see here. So if you are listening, if you started to pay attention. Okay, so if you got here a little bit early, you'll want to refresh, and you'll be able to see it. So there is a bit of a delay through my voice and through my live screen to your computer. So I won't be able to immediately see your comments, but I will see them shortly. So I'll get to them in a second. But welcome. Today's topic is 7 key lessons learned after working with marketing geniuses Mike Filsaime and Rich Sheffern for 7+ years by myself, Tom Beal. Before we get started, after you tell your friends on Facebook to join in, no joke, go tell your friends to join in on Facebook. You see that little like button up there, click like, and or copy and paste the URL so they can come join the fun and learn some valuable information today. Once you do that, get back here and pay attention. One sentence can spark an aha for you that changes everything for you and your results. So make sure you pay close attention. Here's a quick side note, point number B. If I do get booted off, hang tight. I'll be right back. Technology happens. You know, Google Hangouts, the technology we're using today, is awesome. However, it's fairly new. And most of technology, when it's fairly new, has its glitches. And Google has yet to iron out all of the glitches that Google Hangouts currently has. One being they kick you off on occasion. So if I do get booted off, I'll be right back. Hang tight. All right. The C point is my goal is to share fast, pertinent lessons that may trigger an aha moment for you or an action item for you that you can implement, profit, and benefit from, and my goal is 60 minutes or less. And then I am going to open it up to a question and answer period. So go ahead and ask your questions as they occur to you in the box on this page, and then at the end, we'll have Q&A. So working with marketing legends Rich Sheffern and Mike Filsaime. First of all, let me preface it by saying that neither Mike nor Rich had posted a job opportunity. Neither of them were seeking someone like me. It was up to me to utilize and put to use what I learned through Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. And if you remember, in the story goes that Napoleon Hill found out that he wanted to work for this one particular person, and then he reached out to that person with some irresistible offers time and time again, until finally that person took Napoleon Hill up on that offer and they had a great working relationship. So I learned as a child that I always wanted to learn from people that were A, impressive to me, B, were at a level that I felt I could learn from, like a higher level than me. And I applied that with great success in numerous unrelated fields, starting when I was a teenager in my bicycle freestyling adventures. I identified who was the best, and I aligned myself with them. And quickly, I became pretty darn good, to the point of being a national champion back in 1989. And once again, in the Marine Corps, I had no clue. I had no prior military training. I had no prior experience on learning how to march, on anything related to the military, until I was neck deep in the Marine Corps boot camp. And I quickly saw, out of the 82 other people that were in my platoon, who had gone to JROTC and who knew the things that I didn't know. And I associated with them and aligned myself with them. And 3 months later was the number one honor graduate from my boot camp platoon, as well as the guide for that platoon. And then in business, when I joined the sales profession, I would go into any organization and very quickly rise from not knowing a thing about it to being number one. And how I did that was picking out who was number one, aligned myself with them, associated with them, learned from them, and very quickly became number one. So it wasn't by accident that I worked with Mike Filsaime, and it wasn't by accident that I worked with Rich Sheffrin. As mentioned, neither of them had posted job opportunities. I had done what I had done in my previous unrelated adventures and identified who would I like to work with, who are the top people in this industry that I feel I could learn from, that I could provide value to, and in turn, then quickly become one of those high caliber people as well. So I will have another webinar to actually discuss some of those intricacies and details. Today's lessons are going to be pertinent and specific to what you're going to see here shortly. But what I learned when I came up with this title is working with legends like Rich and Mike, that it would be multiple weekend seminars. I mean, it would be weeks of content that would blow people's minds if I were to tell all the secrets, because there's so many, and each of them have their unique distinctions from one another and have their unique traits that I feel is just incredible. So they are market leaders, and they are just the reason I ended up working with them is because I wanted to learn from the best of the best, and that's exactly what they are. So this, like I said, I'm going to keep it under 60 minutes, so it's going to be very laser focused with these 7 key lessons, which my intent is these are lessons that you can take, you can listen, you can learn, and implement right away to get your trajectory moved to the next level. So that's the goal of today's lessons. There will be upcoming events with more detailed breakdowns of how did I end up working with both of them, etc., and all sorts of fun stuff. But for today, we're going to begin with lesson one. When inspiration strikes, run fast with it. And there's numerous stories from Rich and from Mike that we would have projects in motion, and then all of a sudden, Mike or Rich would run into the room, and these both in different time frames, but for instance, back earlier in 06 through 11, Mike would run into the room, stop everything, we're doing this. You know, and obviously the team kind of goes in uproar, what do you mean, we're focused on this, that's going to send us off down a tangent. You know, but Mike would have an inspiration, and it was something that he felt would hold the presses and stop everything that was in motion to put something else in motion and in progress fast. And, you know, that's just how it worked. So the lesson for you is you can have numerous projects going, but when you get something that inspires you and it just, like, you just feel it inside of you and you're like, I got to do this, run with it and go for it. It's always good to follow your gut, follow your intuition. And you'll hear a lot of people saying, well, don't chase the shiny object, don't chase, you know, whatever. I'm telling you, working with Mike and working with Rich, both of them are very disciplined to not chase those shiny objects. But even though there were multiple projects in place, they would have an inspiring moment where they wanted to do something and it was going to happen. And they would put everything else on hold and it would run. And it doesn't happen all the time. You know, it's a problem if you're having to do that on a multiple time per day basis or several times per week basis. But, you know, once a month, a couple times a quarter, when you have to put all projects on hold because something inspired you that you feel is just super pertinent, your market needs to learn from this, you know that you can provide great value and obviously monetize that as well. So what we're going to do is lesson one, I'm showing you the lesson, and then I'm sharing what you're witnessing today here with this presentation. And with this presentation, the inspiration hit me for this on Wednesday, and I followed my instinct and ran with it. And I'll get into more details about the intricacies of that, but what about you? What could you train on next week where you could think of a topic over the weekend, announce it on Monday, and fulfill it on Thursday or Friday? How about thinking about that? You know, let's open that. Let's plant a seed to open up that possibility. Lesson number two, know thyself, your strengths and weaknesses. Mike and Rich and myself are flawed individuals. We have great strengths and we have great weaknesses. And we would be fooling ourselves if we didn't recognize those strengths and weaknesses and build systems surrounding those strengths and weaknesses that can help us succeed, right? So, and it's public knowledge. Many of Mike's strengths and weaknesses are public knowledge. Many of Rich's strengths and weaknesses are public knowledge. But one in particular that's kind of like the 1-2 blow of A, most people blame these things on reasons why they're not successful, and Rich's weaknesses. His two top weaknesses that he states and helps his clients understand how to overcome and avoid those as being excuses for lack of success are procrastination and perfectionism. And many entrepreneurs, I'm raising my hand, there's many times I have to catch myself with one of those two, if not both, at the same time. If I'm procrastinating on something, there's a reason why that I'm procrastinating. And if I'm being in a perfectionist mode and it's not good enough, I need to fine-tune this or tweak this, and that continues on for ages and ages and nothing progresses, that doesn't grow the business. So you have to recognize your strengths and weaknesses and put systems in place to where you maximize your strengths and minimize and or work around your weaknesses. So for today's presentation, knowing my strengths of being able to present on a wide variety of topics that deliver massive value to attendees, combined with my habit of procrastination, I had to schedule this and just make it happen. You know, like I said, I thought about it on Wednesday, and here we are Friday doing it. What about you? What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? And how can you picture yourself doing something that builds a simple, easy system that allows you to maximize your strengths and minimize your weaknesses? Lesson number three, become extremely curious about industry successes and failures. Mike and Rich both are constantly monitoring the marketplace, and Rich was famous for calling up Mike and I when we were working in the Long Island office, and the famous question was, what's working? What's working? And why? You know, so Rich is a curious individual about why things are working and why they're not working. And he picked that up from many of his mentors, to include, Dan Kennedy, to include Michael Masterson / Mark Ford, to include Jay Abraham. All those people are extremely curious. And the same with Mike. Mike has a really fine-tuned finger on the pulse of the marketplace to see what's working and why it's working and what didn't work and why didn't it work. You have to constantly be objectively looking at your marketplace and keeping that curiosity going and thinking about, obviously, when you ask those questions, why, then the follow-up question is, how can I implement something along those similar vein of successes, and how can I minimize doing what created that failure, right? So from that curiosity, you can get insights and aha moments of the light bulb goes on. I can see how I can apply this to what I'm doing to have better results, to make much more larger impact and get better results and minimize failure. So with me analyzing and working with many people creating tremendously amazing results, I noticed that most all of the current and recent large results produced in numerous industries that I'm involved in come from the thought leaders hosting live streaming events such as this that you're here witnessing right now. So the question I pose back to you is, are you hosting frequent live streaming events? And if not yet, when do you foresee yourself putting this into action? Lesson number four, simple action trumps complex delay or inaction. Once again, simple action trumps complex delay or inaction. The other acronym that you might be familiar with is KISS, K-I-S-S, keep it simple, stupid, right? So the one thing that you can count on is projects become big and become enormous and become a never-ending possibility of improvement if you don't finally just say, you know what, it's good enough. It's good enough to roll out now. People are going to receive value. We're going to get the desired outcome that we're searching for. And with the value that we provide, we also have this worked in to be a monetary win for us as well. It's good enough, time to put it out to the marketplace, and then from there, test, tweak, and improve, right? So simple action was always my intent from the get-go of this idea that I had a couple days ago. So look at this from the idea on Wednesday to an event on Friday, and I wanted to show you through this example that you can emulate and replicate this immediately, simply and easily, while erasing any doubts and fears. So that was the intent that I put this together on such a simple easy to follow, easy to implement type of process is to open up your eyes as to the possibility of how you could emulate this, how you could benefit from this by eliminating all the doubts and fears that you might have as to reasons why you might not do it, and showing you that this is something that not only can you do, but you need to do, and there's a simple way for you to do it. So I put the question there, do you see how you, or how simply I did this, and can you see yourself doing it as well? Lesson number 5, prolifically proclaim your uniqueness. And prolific was a word that I definitely learned from Rich, and from working with Jay Abraham, working with Mark Ford, and even Dan Kennedy. What does that mean? That means often. That means producing value on a regular basis. And you know, Rich was a big at sharing with me and the team and helping us understand that we're in the hit business. And when you think about the hit business, what industry comes to mind? It's the music industry, right? You got to produce hits. And you've probably heard the term one-hit wonder, right? As a marketer, you don't want to be in the one-hit wonder category. And the way that you eliminate that and the way that you minimize being stuck in that one-hit wonder category is you become prolific. And that means you provide value on a regular basis to your marketplace where they look up to you and they are expecting and eagerly anticipating what you have coming out next because you have a track record of bringing value to the marketplace. And it's on a regular basis. You don't see, you know, bands that have lasted the ages relying on their record they produced in 1974 to still keep them on the top of the charts. They have to update and constantly come out with new tracks, new songs, new records. Well, records are an old term now. New MP3s, new singles, so that they remain relevant. They're contributing value. They're at the cusp of that value provider in their particular industry. So similarly, you need to be someone who prolifically, on a regular basis, provides value. And that's through free value, that's through paid value, that's through live events, that's through the wide variety of ways that you could provide value, but you need to make that decision and you need to make that choice to share your value with your marketplace that keeps you relevant, that keeps you top of mind awareness, and keeps you on the cutting edge and keeps them anticipating your next hit. And then your uniqueness. You are absolutely unique and your message needs to get out there. It's your duty to put your message out there. Every day that you dilly-dally, every day that you delay putting your message out there, there are people that aren't moving their business forward, that aren't moving their life forward, that aren't getting the results that you, with your unique value that you can provide to them and only you can provide to them, are not getting it out there. For a numerous variety of reasons, too complex, too time-consuming, etc. So what does PEP stand for? PEP is what I've deciphered down to the three things that make you unique from every single other person in your industry and the world. And PEP stands for, it's an acronym, the first P is your personality. Your personality makes you different from everyone else. The second letter is E. Your experiences. Your experiences make you different from everyone else. And the third letter, the second P, is your perspective. Your perspective makes it different from everybody else. So it's up to you to share your personality, your experiences, and your perspective in a prolific manner so that your target market can get the benefit, can get the value that only you can provide. And that's just a powerful thing for you to understand. So here's where you are today watching this particular presentation. I made a conscious choice and decision at the end of last year to deliver value to my community, i.e. my email list, at least once per week. So by every Friday, I'm contributing value on my blog that I then email to my email list. And I've done that consistently over since making that decision at the end of last year, and I continue to plan on doing that. Now, side note is, hopefully, I deliver value on a daily basis to the community that I have influence in through the social media outlets that are available, but that's a separate training and a separate issue, but at least once a week, I'm going to be sending an email that's complete value to my email list and posting that on my blog. So the best way to utilize my PEP, my personality, my experiences, and my perspective is through live trainings with Q&As, you know. And you, as mentioned, owe it to your people to share your perspective, your experiences, and your personality. And are you ready to step up and deliver it, especially now that it's so simple? Lesson 6, deadlines. Deadlines, deadlines. Schedule it when it makes you uncomfortable, and then just make it happen. And looking back on, I'm smiling thinking about it, of the deadlines that Mike and Rich, you know, would both put on myself and the team, to where we would be fighting to get a reality type of barrier or gap in what their deadline was to what we really think we could get it done in, because they were so aggressive. But guess what? That was them telling their team. Without their team, if it's just you telling yourself, guess who's going to win? If you don't set a deadline and you don't have an accountability partner, or you don't have someone that you can tell that, hey, guess what? By this date and this time, you can count on this being done. What do you think the chances are that it's going to get done? Slim to none, right? So you need to have deadlines set that you actually recognize as true deadlines. And then working backwards, you'll be able to put in and fill in all the gaps of what needs to get accomplished. If that's my true goal and that's the deadline that I have, what needs to be done throughout that period? What are the major milestones? And then what needs to occur to get each of those milestones completed? And starting by working backwards, you end up where today. So then you are able to answer the question of what's the best use of my time right now? Today, what can I do to progress this project? And by the end of the day, if nothing else gets done, this project has progressed at least one further step. And deadlines are vital. Without deadlines, Mike and I would have never launched the numerous multi-million dollar launches that we were fortunate to launch. Rich, myself, and the whole business, or the Strategic Profits team, would have never kept on target with the numerous projects that we've been fortunate to put out as well. So the question goes back to you. Are you using deadlines effectively, efficiently, and properly? And those are what make the difference between people that get mediocre results and amazing results. And if you don't have the team that Mike had or Rich had, you need to have an accountability partner that will hold you accountable, just like someone that was working out with you and pushing you for those extra reps. This person has to be someone that's going to hold you accountable to the deadlines that you set. And you need to be aggressive enough with them to not give you huge amounts of time. So eager deadline. I had the idea Wednesday afternoon, almost evening, and I had a live event that you're participating in Friday. Oh, by the way, I had zero clue what these steps were when I had that idea, and I was at a PGA event all day yesterday hanging out with Tiger Woods, smiling, obviously. I was arm's distance away from Tiger. He has no idea I exist in this entire world, just so you know. I created the slides this morning, and from that just puts it in perspective. Can you see how deadlines can assist you as well? And here's the add-on to what deadlines create. And it ties into me not having any idea what these particular steps were when I had the idea, and how vacuums create action. Like, you need to, if you think you want freedom, you need to create barriers around you. Without barriers, you'll lose freedom. It's amazing how it works. You get more done when you set timelines, when you set specific hours that you're going to work in a day. If you don't set specific hours, you'll do what Mike and I did years ago and work 20 to 22 hours a day. And then we laugh about it now, and we're fortunate that that produced great results. But now the goal is, how can I get the same amount accomplished in a day in less time? And that comes through focus. That comes through dead time. That comes through working in vacuum-tight boundaries, right? With more boundaries that you set, I'm going to start work this time and I'm going to end it this time, you'll get more done. Similarly, when you set a deadline, it's amazing what you can create. I wouldn't have just sat down and created these steps out of the blue had I not put a deadline for Friday at noon with this live event going to occur. So I think you get that. All right, so now, next step, lesson 7, leverage. Wow, leverage is on so many different levels. You have the power, the amazing power of leveraging JV and affiliate relationships, right? So you get a team of people that now become your sales team that go out and spread the message for you, and they in turn get compensated when sales are made, things like that. You have leverage from tapping into your team. You know, we can only do so much as one person. You've probably seen Rich's U diagram, where all the things we should be doing as an internet marketer, it's impossible to do all of it yourself with only 24 hours in one day and only one you. So that being said, there's teams, there's outsourcing, there's many things that you can leverage to include new tools. You know, there's tools that can help save you time, that can help get your message out there in a much more efficient and effective manner. And Rich teaches on that there's just-in-time tools, or just-in-time products and services and tools, and there's just-in-case products, services, and tools. What's the difference between those? So just-in-time, JIT, that's exactly what you need right now to help you get your message out there. Thank goodness you ran across it. Now you can get it. It's going to save you huge amounts of time, effort, energy, and you can get it out there. Just-in-case is, think of a toolbox. It's like, oh, wow, that's a neat little tool. I don't have a use for it now, but I'll buy it and have it in my toolbox when needed. And guess what happens with those types of products? You probably never really get to them. And many times forget to even purchase it and forget that it's even there. You may buy it again and be like, oh, wow, I have two of these same tools. I didn't even remember I bought that first one. So a lot of people get caught up in the just-in-case purchasing process versus the just-in-time. Well, I'm going to share my little event here. Is this event would not have occurred without me leveraging a new tool called Webinar Jam, period, no question. The things needing to be done would have been outsourced, would have had to paid for, would have been too overwhelming for me to have the idea, and I would look at all the tasks that I would have to do if I didn't have that tool, Webinar Jam, and it wouldn't have occurred. It was too overwhelming. And plus, having a two-day deadline would have probably been pushed out to at least 1 to 2 weeks based upon me having to delve out the control, arrange the certain things, get all the stuff organized, and my drive and desire wouldn't have been there to make all that happen. So it would have been too cumbersome without Webinar Jam. All of this was done from the registration page to the thank you page to the automated emails to this particular live page you're watching now was all automated and done within 15 minutes. And probably would have been less. I actually had it done in less time, but then I said, oh, you know what? I'm going to use the example of a video just to show how easy that is. So I took out my iPad, flipped the camera to looking at me, recorded a little quick video, first run, no double take, just one run, no idea what the heck I was going to say, recorded that, and that was like a minute long, uploaded that to YouTube, copied the YouTube URL, pasted that inside the Webinar Jam software. That was the registration page. Then I said, oh, you know what? I'll shoot one for the thank you page as well. Then I recorded one. I think it was around a minute long as well. Uploaded that to YouTube, copied the URL for that, pasted it into the proper place in Webinar Jam. Done. Within 15 minutes, everything was done. Then I'd just go announce it. So I sent an email until today to my list. But I just posted some things on Facebook, and that was all that was done within 15 minutes. So how about you? Has the light bulb gone on for you as to how you, too, can use, benefit, and profit from live events like this? Could you do what I did today from idea to implementation? You see how easy that was? Of course. But like me, not simply, easily, and quickly without Webinar Jam. So let me show you how simple it is to use. I took a screenshot of inside the Webinar Jam admin panel. And on the left-hand side up at the top, it says General, and that's where we are here. And I basically just picked the webinar name, a webinar title, a webinar description, which are, by the way, inserted into the registration page, inserted to the thank you page, inserted to the live event page. Boom. So that's it. You need to think of a title, a description. I picked when to schedule it for. You could do one right away, or I schedule it for today at noon. And then below General, I don't have the screenshots for those, but it just goes through registration. It's just simple stuff that you follow. Then pay to register. You can have it be free and or a paid event. Notifications, if you want to have the system, Webinar Jam, email everybody the info to make sure they're on after they register, or you want to do it through your email system. I choose Webinar Jam just to keep it simple. Integration, so when people register, I just copied and pasted some code from AWeber into the integration thing. So whichever email service you use, copy that and paste it in there, the code, and now every time people register, they're going to be added to your list. thank you page. That's where if you wanted to add a video or make any modifications. And actually, on the thank you page, I actually added a little HTML code. After I shot the video, I noticed I was able to insert a little form that I use for a different, it's a different form code. So that way, if people had questions that they wanted to ask in advance, they could ask those questions there. So I modified that as well. You can change the countdown timer a little bit, some live things, some replay things, miscellaneous, and then boom, you publish it. That's it. So within 10 minutes, I was done, and definitely less than 15 minutes. So you need to go secure your copy now at this URL, tombeal.com/webinarjam. And full disclosure, this is a URL with my affiliate link, and if you choose to purchase, I may earn a commission. So the secret is out. The torch has been passed. Now go secure your copy of Webinar Jam and start spreading your message right away. There will be more live trainings with me using Webinar Jam. So if you're on my email list and a subscriber of mine, you'll get notified. If you're not yet a subscriber, go to my blog now and join the list at tombeal.com. That's my blog. And then we'll jump over to pertinent questions and answers. First, let me jump back over to the Webinar Jam module. Okay, so I'm here. So now what I'm going to do, I think you can see my face now, right? Yeah, I exited the screen share. So now you can see my face. So here we are. This is live. And let's see here. Now, I do have questions here. So before I do that, okay, let's go to the question. So now it's question and answer time. So if you haven't yet asked your question, on your box there's going to be a little chat area there, and type your question in, post it. I'm going to go through some right here and be answering them and see if I have all the questions or not. Okay. We say the folks who do not have that platform to tap a friend's live event on Wednesday and be live on Friday. Okay, cool. So, good question. Marlene has a question. What do you say to the folks who don't have that platform to tap a friend's live event on Wednesday and be live on Friday? That was totally not a known thing as well. I was on Mike Filsaime's training about Webinar Jam, just because we're friends and just because he asked me to go on there and he knew that I had tested the software and wanted me to share my insights. So that was totally by accident. So congratulations for finding out about this. I hope it was helpful. But it was more of that wasn't a plan when I initially created the Idea Wednesday and then had the event today. So that was just a spur of the moment thing. So you have to be open to those things and be willing to, if you do have the opportunity to be invited to someone's platform and or get some exposure elsewhere, obviously do that. But when I had the intent Wednesday, I only used the focus and only control of what I had access to, which included my email list, which included my Facebook profile posting on there, and also included my Facebook fan page, which automatically posts to Twitter. And then I also boosted that post. So I boosted it. I paid and boosted that post to get a little more exposure. Those were the ways that I did it. And guess what? That was action. And what you find is it's the consistent, persistent, small actions that create the big results. You have to get it going. You don't have to, you know, the rock stars, I gave making hits as an analogy. The rock stars perform for their family first, 3 to 5 people. Then they go out and they'll perform at a bar, maybe 15, 20 people. And they'll do that for years until they get invited to a platform where they open for someone who has a large influence, and then they gain some fans from there, and the momentum goes. Had they not performed when there were 5 people in the room, they would have never got that momentum. Similarly, it's not about the number of people that you're able to get on. It's a matter of the value you're able to provide. And then what happens is, and this is similar to what happened in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich, he was invited to speak at an event. Someone in that event was there by happenstance, liked what they heard, and invited him to another event. Someone was at that event, liked what they heard, invited him to another event. Someone was at that event, liked what they heard, invited him to another event to get him to teach at a school. He went and taught at a school, and that's where he met his wife. So it's a trickle effect, a butterfly effect, where you never know. All you need to know is that you have value that you can provide. You have a tool that you can use. You have a platform that you can use. And now, through Webinar Jam, this is simplified. Like, as mentioned in my slides, I wouldn't have done this because it was too overwhelming had I not been able to access the powerful tool Webinar Jam. So now it's using Google Hangout technology. So this is all going to be recorded automatically. So when we stop the broadcast, it's automatically going to be up on my YouTube channel that I can then share on my blog. I then can go get some traffic in other areas that come to this message, get the value, and some will see this makes perfect sense for them and go get Webinar Jam. Some won't, and others, regardless of whether they go get Webinar Jam or not, will say, wow, I hadn't heard of this Tom Beal guy. Sounds pretty cool. Who is he? And then do some research and get to know, like, and trust me more. So it's about providing value. And just like how the rock stars have to start small, you need to start somewhere as well. And then eventually that momentum will grow, the value will be out there, and people will hear about it, and the message will spread. You have to start somewhere. So start where you are and do what you can to get as many people as you can. And then from there, you'll get the ball rolling. All right, let me see what other. Hey Tom, David Remlin, can I show my computer spreadsheet while I'm live as an etching tool? Yes, you can do the screen share. So the screen share, and hopefully you guys saw the slides. Like, I couldn't see what you guys are seeing. I saw the slides, hoping that you saw the slides. And I actually kept the slides simple on purpose as well, because I've been on presentations with people that I was like, holy cow, there's no way I can do a slide presentation that was that good. Those guys know what they're doing. I did specific, simple, a PowerPoint presentation. I used Keynote here on my Mac, and I just used the simplest presentation possible on purpose so that you weren't overwhelmed and weren't saying, well, geez, Tom put together one heck of a jazzy presentation. There's no way I can do that. It's all about keeping it simple, and I did that on purpose, and I did that strategically. So hopefully you see the benefit in that. But yes, that was using the screen share tool, which I'm clicking over here. It says screen share, and then whatever program you have open, it will be able to share to the people that are on there viewing for you. All right. So let's see here. Your screen share did not work? No kidding. That's crazy. Awesome. So you were looking at me the whole time while I was reading the slides. That can't be so bad. Well, you have to trust me on that then. They were super simple slides. That were just text. There was no crazy animation or any pictures or anything like that. So, interesting. Thank you for that feedback. Can people share a Webinar Jam account? I have a remote partner that I'd like to use it too. That's a good question. I'm not sure. Some software allow that, others don't. And some have limitations on how many IP addresses can log in, etc. I'm not sure. And there's more confirmation that the screen share didn't work. So, and that's probably user error. That's probably my mistake. I thought I did it, but apparently I didn't. So thank you, Marlene. You weren't bad to look at the entire time. Good. At least I wasn't picking my nose, thinking that screen was, the camera wasn't on me. Good to know. So mental note, don't pick nose even when you think the screen's not showing you. Let's see here. Teaching tool, all right. Marlene, did you know that your face was on the entire time and not your slides? Absolutely not, Richard. I just found that out. This was helpful. Glad that was helpful. All right, a couple people said that. I must run to meet a client. Okay. I only saw you, not screen share. Thank you. I probably could have jumped down here and paid attention, but actually my whole screen was up. So why is it that you are just so awesome? That's a hard question to answer, Sean. Saw you all along. Thanks, Ron. Appreciate it. Thanks for texting me. Maybe I did get a text. I didn't pay attention to the text. So maybe a friend texted me. Let's see here. Did a friend save me? Oh, nope. No text. I thought someone would at least fill me in on that. Let's see here. More people tell me the screenshots weren't there. Okay. Let's see. Okay. It looks like those are the questions for today. So my hope and intent was to provide you some great information. My hope is that you did receive some great information. And interestingly enough, I had prepared some slides that I thought you would be seeing, but you were staring at me with my little sunburn from hanging out in the South Florida sun yesterday. But even without seeing the slides, they weren't fancy. It was basically just text. So you weren't missing out on anything. When you do click on the button, there should be a button. If you go to pop-ins, click on the pop-ins there. There should be a button that says grab your own discounted copy of Webinar Jam there. It is a one-time payment of only $297, and it goes and shows the comparison of other solutions that are out there, and one of the solutions is GoToWebinar, which has a $400 or $500 a month fee, which adds up quite quickly. So $297, a one-time payment, is the discount that they're offering. It's going to be a $297 per year charge. So grab it while it's at the discounted price. It's top quality, super simple. I know you'll love it. And if you do purchase through mine program here, I'd be happy to answer any questions and brainstorm with you on how you can use it to your benefit. So that's my deal as well. Always looking to help you share your message, share your good value that only you can provide. So if you grab your copy, let me know. I'll be happy to help you brainstorm on how to best use that. So I finished in way less than the goal, so 12:40. So in 40 minutes, was able to get it done. I hope you enjoyed the fast pace. I encourage you that if you aren't on my email list, go to tombeal.com right now and join the list, tombeal.com, because I will have many more live presentations with Q&A using Webinar Jam. Now that I have this powerful tool and I've made a commitment to provide value on a prolific basis, this is one of the tools I'm going to be using immensely and enjoying using because of how simple it is. So my hope is you got some great value today. Go make today great and have a tremendous weekend. I look forward to speaking with you soon. Until then, bye for now. Make today great.